Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. If you can't keep up with your mortgage payments and you think that a foreclosure is inevitable, that's not necessarily the case. There are ways to avoid losing your home. In fact, an event held in Detroit this week focused on helping homeowners do just that. To find out exactly what kinds of options are available, I'm joined by Bruce Marks. He's the CEO of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, sponsoring the Save the Dream Tour, which stopped at Cobo Hall. Welcome to the program, Bruce.
It is great to be on, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Now, foreclosures are still a big problem in Michigan and in the Lansing area. Are lenders really being any more flexible now in reducing payments for homeowners who are behind?
Well, you know, we were there at the Cobo Center for 5 days. And, you know, we weren't sure what was going to happen because we had not been in Detroit before. We've been doing all these events around the country. And it was unbelievable response, Michael. I mean, people were fantastic. We had a huge turnout. And, you know, we got unbelievable solutions done because we had all the lenders there, Bank of America, Chase, Citi, GMAC, everybody. And on the same day, people were walking out with restructured mortgages. And they were saving $500, sometimes over $1,000. Woman had her, she was able to eliminate her mortgage. She had a $66,000 mortgage. For $2,000, she got it wiped out. Now she owns a house free and clear. We had another homeowner, 80-year-old veteran from World War II. He was foreclosed on. So he lost his house in May. We got it back at the event. And not only that, but that we reduce his mortgage payments by $357 a month, from an 8.8 to a 3%.
Is this something new then? Were lenders much more resistant to working with homeowners previously than they are now?
Yes, yes. I think that's absolutely true, and particularly because we've been doing the events. I mean, it's nothing like, you know, we'd like to think, and we've been trying, Michael, for a long time to make the NACA standard, the national standard, because if we can do it same day, then why shouldn't that become the standard where it gets done? And frankly, what we're looking for is to put ourselves out of business, because everybody that comes to one of these events, you know, and we got the counselors, we got the lenders and everybody there, you know, everyone has tried and failed to work with their lender directly.
So
they never get the same person on the phone, they lose documents, all that. So, you know, they are more open to it, but it's not there yet.
The key is then, it sounds like, to work one-on-one and make it a fast process. Now tell me, what are the key factors then to lenders deciding that they will make reductions to the payments the homeowners are paying?
Well, you know, one of the things, like what we do, is it's the face-to-face interaction that we think is very crucial, but that's sort of unique to what NACA does. You know, we really need the government to push more.
Right.
And, you know, it should happen. I mean, people should not have to come to a NACA event to get it done.
Right.
And, you know, the biggest problem, Michael, is really the government. You know, while they need to push the big lenders to do it, if someone has an FHA mortgage, that's the most difficult mortgage to restructure, you know, change the terms. Because if I have a Bank of America mortgage, for example, I can get the interest rate reduced to as low as 2% permanently, and if necessary, reduce the outstanding principal. But if I have an FHA mortgage, I can't get that interest rate reduced to less than the market rate, which is about 5%, and I cannot eliminate the outstanding principal. So in essence, the government mortgages, both FHA, VA, and then you get Fannie and Freddie, are the most difficult to make affordable when the ones owned by the lenders out there are, you know, the easiest to get restructured.
Now, lenders that are willing then to reduce payments, what are they really looking at? Do you have to be out of work? Do you just have to show them that the funding just isn't there to pay the current mortgage rate?
Right. I mean, what you need to really show them is that when you do a budget, you know, you do your budget, you look at your net income less your liabilities, less your general expenses, transportation, food, clothing, and this is what you can afford. So you got to show that your mortgage is unaffordable. So they do that, or they take 31% of your gross income to see what you're able to afford. So So if you what you can afford is less than you're actually paying, then that should be sufficient documentation and evidence to say, let's make your mortgage affordable.
Okay.
Now, are they doing that the way they should be? No. But they are getting better on that score.
I'm talking to Bruce Marks. He's the CEO of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. You know, Bruce, one of the biggest problems is getting out of a home at this point. If a homeowner has purchased a new home and simply can't sell their existing home in this market, what kind of an agreement can be worked out with a lender to get themselves out other than simply foreclosing on it?
Well, you know, you can do a short sale, or you can do a deed in lieu of. And you know, those things are sort of faster ways to get out of your house, you know. But you know, there's a lot of people in Detroit and really that we work with that, you know, want to stay in their home, so they're sort of forced to do a short sale where, you know, the lender agrees that you would pay off less than what you owe, or a deed in lieu of foreclosure, mm-hmm. where you actually turn it over to the lender, but they don't want the properties. So there's really an opportunity to renegotiate some very, very good deals out there. And so those opportunities are there, and particularly for a hard-hit market such as there are throughout Michigan.
Now, we saw hundreds of cases of mortgage fraud here in Ingham County recently, and with banks and the mortgage industry apparently not paying very close attention. How can a homeowner protect themselves from being thrown out of their home unjustly?
Well, it's really hard, particularly with stuff we've seen in Detroit and throughout Michigan, where they're very lax on recording title and how that changed and who's on the note. So, you know, there's a real problem throughout Michigan on that issue. So, you know, you can mm-hmm. certainly contact the state attorney general to be able to advocate for that. But the other thing, which is really interesting, is that, as you know, Michael, throughout Michigan, you know, you can actually get your mortgage reinstated if it's within the last 6 months that you lost your house.
Okay, so that is an option.
So that really is an option. So some people, you know, who lost their homes can actually get it back. And we've been able to do that. So, you know, mm-hmm. I think part of what we got to send the message out to people is, you know, don't give up. You know, that's what the message we heard, and that's why, you know, I just got back today, but yesterday, the last day we did the event, we were at the Cobo Center, and we had huge numbers of people coming in. And we really want to say to people, you know, don't give up. That, you know, the fact of the matter is they can still get a hold of us, Michael. They can still go to our website, NACA.com, NACA.com, and we can still help them, even if they lost their homes. Because we can do it over the phone and get the same solutions. It might just take a little bit longer.
30 seconds. Any signs of any kind that a homeowner can sense or tell if a foreclosure that's being processed is fraudulent?
Yeah, there's all kinds. I mean, they know. I mean, people know. You know, there's all the bait and switch. You know, they change the, you know, terms at the document, you know, mm-hmm. at the closing. You know, the title wasn't done correctly. You know, what they agreed upon was not what they ended up with. All those things are there. You know, the problem is that, you know, who's going to prosecute it? Because we don't see the states doing it. We see some of the attorney generals out there.
Right.
You know, we don't see President Obama pushing that. So the idea is work with your lenders.
Excellent.
Because they don't want the property, and work with NACA because we can get unbelievable success.
Sounds good. Bruce Marks, CEO of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.